Hey. It's a WIP afternoon show.
Was it Fat Albert?
Yep. Hey. That's Ike Reese. I'm Spike Eskin. Jack Fritz over there. It is the new afternoon show. Big game tonight. Sixers Heat. I am glad they're in the play-in. I feel like the energy of beating Jimmy Butler. If you can't win these games and getting into the playoffs, you stink. Get out of here anyway. The energy of beating the Heat and beating Jimmy Butler in this game is worth the extra game, I think.
I actually buy into that a little bit. You sold me on that.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about this weeks ago.
Yep.
About being in the play-in. And this is even when we thought Milwaukee would be the number two seed.
Yep.
So you even had sort of a path through that angle that would also be sort of mentally beneficial to the Sixers and us as fans as far as getting us ready to make this march or journey through the playoffs. Yeah, it's almost like having a tune-up.
Yeah.
Right? It's like having a tune-up before the playoffs start.
Absolutely.
So
you're
like
paying
that.
The toll. You got to pay the toll.
Yeah.
Pay the toll to go over the bridge. So here it is. Again, I have great respect, deep respect, the callers and listeners to WIP, specifically the new afternoon show with Ike Reese, Spike Eskin, and Jack Fritz. But some things have gotten out of hand. There is a new sheriff in town. We need some rules. It is with great respect and honor that I introduce the Bill of Spike, the rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. A polite society, an organized society, a civilization has rules, and we will have rules for calling the WIP afternoon show. Yes, Chuck, even you. Rule number one, get to the point immediately. First things first, your sports point or whatever the primary topic is first. If you have a problem with another caller, we will get to it, maybe, but it will not be the first thing. Rule number two, please do not ask how we're doing. We're great. We're having such a good time. This is such a good job. It is silly. We all like each other.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to ask us.
We're doing fine.
We're doing fine. Appreciate you.
What if it's after a tough loss?
Then we're not doing fine. Obviously.
You know, it's common courtesy.
Don't need to ask.
But if someone isn't
located.
Hold on. But you're
different.
Walking around your neighborhood at 6 a.m. when it's dark out with your double sweatshirted up and they don't give a little head
Stop
nod.
Stop kissing the caller's asses. I know what you're doing.
I love these people.
I love them too.
Mm.
That's why. Look,
that's debatable.
You love your kid, right?
Sometimes.
You're going to give him rules?
I'm just kidding. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm not like an authoritative guy.
Oh, Walker's going to run all over
there. Yeah.
The kid's going to be up until 2 in the morning.
Yes, exactly. Playing video games.
Yeah, eating chocolate cake for dinner. So don't ask us how we're doing.
Okay.
Number 3, no speakerphones.
Yeah, well, that's me. That's not them.
Well, it's on them.
Yeah, but I'll take personal responsibility for the speaker.
I don't worry, and you'll get blamed.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, you both get blamed. And if you're on a speakerphone, just take the L. Do not ask us for a second to take us off speakerphone. We've already hung up. I'm already on to the next caller. Rule number 4. Don't tell me the rules. I'll tell you the rules.
Very laying on the hammer early.
Yeah. I've had a few callers say, you know what? That can't be the rule. It's the rule. Don't tell me the rules. I'll tell you the rules.
That's right.
Number 5. You can greet the hosts in any order possible, but please limit the times you passive aggressively do not say hello to one of us. I can see what you're doing. If you call up and you say hi to Ike and Jack and don't mention me,
right.
You say hi to, you know, Jack, don't mention me and Ike. So
right.
And we're not doing that. We're all friends here. If you're going to say hi, say hi to
say
all
hi
three
to
of
everybody.
Us. Yeah.
Now,
you don't have
like
to say
that.
Hi to anybody, by the way. You can
just
go.
You don't have to.
Sure.
Yeah
you can just go.
Now, here's my quick follow-up.
Yeah.
Let's say perhaps a caller wants to call in and say, hey, can I get Jack's take on the Phillies, but not your guys' takes on like, is that.
I'll drop the call.
That's going to cause a problem?
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
I'll drop the call.
Because it has caused problems in the past, and I just wanted to see how that would go on the new show.
If you're going to host that ridiculous Sixers podcast,
to Ricky Council?
I am going to be able to answer the Phillies question.
All right, no, it's fine. Yeah. I want you guys to answer the Phillies question.
Yeah.
I just want to see how it would go if a caller did call in.
You know what you're doing? This is what you're doing. The speed limit's 65, and you're like, well, but what if there's an emergency? Speed limit 65.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing out a scenario of where this could possibly happen.
I have seen that scenario happen before where somebody has called up and said, well, I just want to get Jack's opinion on the Phillies. Now, it doesn't offend me at all. I'm like, go right ahead.
You know what? I'm going to change my opinion.
I can see you changing your opinion real quick in that.
If you greet all three hosts and you want to ask Jack something specific about the Phillies, we can let that slide.
Yeah, yeah. You can't call up to the show and be like, let me talk to Jack.
Yeah, that doesn't matter.
Well.
And finally, last but not least, the sixth rule of the Bill of Spike. Do not say any of the hosts only got the job because of their dad.
But there's only one person that would.
You never know. You never know.
You know,
standing up for everybody here.
I'm standing up for everybody. You. My dad definitely did not help me get this job.
Yeah. My dad still doesn't know I have this job. I'm just kidding. My dad doesn't like when we talk too much sports. That's the
really?
Yeah.
He likes the fun.
Yeah, he's like, no sports.
Yeah, he wants all the other stuff without the sports talk.
Yeah, no sports talk. Too boring.
He wants 4 hours of Monica Lewinsky, Bill Clinton chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, obviously.
There you have it. Rule of Spike. The Bill of Spike, the rules are ingrained. They are in stone. They are posted on the wall. They are tattooed on my abdomen.
Not negotiable?
No. I don't think so.
Okay.
Solid Bill.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, a little cold.
But you know what, though?
Sometimes
you need that a little bit.
You need that. We need structure here.
I'm all for structure. I feel like we've gotten out of control on the show.
Okay.
You know? I just...
You seem very concerned about the dad thing. I don't know if that has to be on the Bill of Spike.
Well, that's because he gets that a lot.
No. I'm mostly thinking of you two in that. I am mostly thinking of you two in that.
All right, well, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how the callers react to it.
I like it.
As always, I'm on the caller's side.
Yeah.
And listen, they'll fight against it.
They will.
But eventually, they'll conform.
They will fall in line.
Yes, they will.
They'll fall in line or they will fall out of order.
Out of the rotation. Except for Herb, right?
And nobody wants that.
No, Herb's
he's the only one that
because he's not going to come in with any sports points.
No, Herb gets the exception, but because
I hope there's a live cam on you for the first Herb call, just see how this is going. Like when he's doing the whole like, "Yay, Eagles run the ball," and like I want to see how you interact.
Well, you know what? We used to be able to get him one night because we know he's working tonight.
Okay,
but because somebody snitched on him.
He
said he was on the radio while working.
Which is wrong by that
person. Yeah, come on, man.
What are you doing?
And now he can't drive back and forth. Yeah. Mm. Could you see Herb with one of the, what was he using? Was he using a headset to talk to us?
Like the big one, like McDonald's?
Yeah, with the speaker where it looked like a head coach on the sideline.
No, I've always kind of envisioned him like, you know the one sales guy that walks around here with
Dave Dorenzo with the Bluetooth.
I think he sleeps with the Bluetooth.
Exactly who he's talking about.
Dude, he's been walking around the office talking on the Bluetooth for the years.
I've never seen anyone else use the Bluetooth since like 2010.
Rob Kalustian has a big Bluetooth.
Yep. Oh, he does. He's a big sales guy.
But see, I assume he sleeps with the Bluetooth in.
Yes, he's like, always talking.
It's always on. That's how I feel like Herb. He's the
so
big,
you figure
the big
Herb's
Bluetooth.
Updated to a Bluetooth.
Yeah. Okay. He can figure out Bluetooth. Yeah.
Okay.
Bluetooth with a cord somehow, though. Do you trust Joel?
Your reviews are not hot early on the Bill of Spike, by the way.
Like, no?
Some Dom Bigby comparisons.
Wow.
Well. Yeah, well. A lot of calm down. Reviews are not being taken very positively.
No one likes
so far.
Changes, Spike.
Well.
No one, but eventually we conform.
Here's the truth is when you're young, you think your parents are full of it. They're wrong about everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then as you get older, you realize whether you tell them or not, you are mostly right about everything.
Right.
You're gonna fight this, but you're going to realize everything's going to sound better. We're going to have a lot better time because I'm not going to be rolling my eyes waiting for you to get to the point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even see that. So big game tonight. Do you trust Embiid? Do you trust Maxey? Do you think they go on a run? I believe this is the year. I think it is the year that it all works out for them. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
I'm sorry, Spike. Let me give it to my point real quick. I'm sorry. Let me cross out my Michael Jackson joke.
There you go.
Johnny Marks joke.
Do it second.
Jack Fritz joke.
Do it second.
Okay, and I never say hello or how you doing, only when the Cowboys are winning.
Okay.
All right, so let me hurry up now. All you typical Sixer fans out there, especially from WIP, I'm just going to call you all cheerleader Barbies. That's all you do. Now, if they had James Harden, then I would give them a chance. There's no chance, but they're on a high note, only a few more days of Tobias Harris, and it's all over. No more of that. And, Jack, are you getting a lesson on the 90s? You must be learning something from all of
this. One day at a time.
That's a good show from the 70s.
I love how y'all say, oh, if everything goes right. When does everything go right?
That's not what we said. That's not what we said. Mm-hmm. We didn't say if everything goes right.
Some of your callers, how you doing callers.
You're not calling the callers. You're calling us. And the other thing is, and do you know what completely invalidates your entire call? You said, if they had Harden, they would have a chance. Did you see Harden in deciding games for the Sixers against the Miami Heat and against the Boston Celtics? What happened?
Are you done? Are you done talking?
Now I'm done.
Oh,
yeah.
Now? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm just saying that he looks really good with the Clippers. You think with Joel and Maxey are going to lift the team? How? They had even had Harden and they couldn't go anywhere. You think these two morons are going to take them anywhere?
They're not
going to take them anywhere.
What's your favorite 90s scandal?
Okay. You know, I got the winner. Lisa Left Eye Lopes burning down Andre Rison's house.
That's a good one.
Winner.
It's a pretty good one.
Well, he's not winning.
No.
I can tell you that.
But it
is a good one.
Oh, yeah. Left Eye?
Yep. Burning down Andre Rison's house.
Yeah, I remember that, man.
He was great, by the way. He's sort of forgotten in terms of the great receivers in history.
But it's funny because he's almost known more for that than he is his actual football career.
Well, and I remember him being part of the receivers when receivers started getting, like, tons of receptions. Like, mm-hmm. Do you remember Haywood Jeffries?
I remember
getting him.
Houston Oilers.
89. There was a whole group of those receivers at that time.
And he was a part of that that whole run and shoot offense, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Dre Rison, man. Yeah, Dre.
Jerry Glanville was a coach then?
Yep. Well, actually in Houston and then in Atlanta. Yeah, yep. With Andre Rison. Yeah. Andre Rison, arguably the greatest receiver in Michigan State.
I didn't know he was Spartan.
Yeah. Big dog Rison, man. And Rison is still well-known amongst former players. University not as happy with him about some things, but he's still a Michigan State great.
Ike, Jack. Do you think you could do anything that would make your wife burn down the house?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure I could.
I mean, it's her house too, I guess, in that case, which makes it tougher.
I guess technically I could do something to make her want to do that, but
you wouldn't.
The appropriate question is, I would not do anything that would make her want to burn the house down.
Jack?
Yes.
Would you do anything that would make your wife want to burn the house down?
No.
No.
We're too very non-confrontational people.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Renee's not about to. First of all, she knows how much the house is worth, and pretty much is her house. so she's not going to burn the house down.
Burn her own house down.
Yeah, she's not going to burn the house. Most of the stuff in there is hers.
Yes. That and Pottstown, you're on WIP.
Hey, first time, last time. I'm going to get right to my scandal point, okay? Just to say, that guy before me stole it. I was seriously going with the sports angle. With the Left Eye Lopes. But let's go with, I don't know what else was said. How about Mike Tyson? Has anyone brought that one up?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he had several different scandals, but just Mike Tyson in the 90s, period, was a scandal.
Do you have a favorite Mike Tyson scandal?
Just off the top of my head, like I said, I was going the other way, but I would say the ear getting bit off. But how about Hugh Grant? How about Hugh Grant in the car?
Now, that's a great one. That's a great one.
So I didn't know about that one until recently. Because I'm a big Hugh Grantsman, Notting Hill.
I love Notting Hill.
Oh, you didn't know about the...
I was like, he's such a great guy, and all that stuff. And then, have you heard this story? I was like, I didn't know about that one.
Yeah.
He had a little skin. He bounced back from it.
Yeah, that was forgive me if I remember it incorrectly, but it feels like mostly a harmless scandal, I remember.
He was just out looking for a little extracurricular activity.
Yeah.
Several of our celebrities have been guilty of that.
Do you know, I saw Notting Hill in the theater by
Charles
myself
Barkley.
Two times. I saw Notting Hill two times by myself in the theater. Love that
You're
movie.
You're proud of it, huh?
No. It did happen, though. I'm an open book.
I never got Hugh Grant, though.
No?
Nah. Other than I guess he was good looking during that time, I didn't think he was a great actor. I didn't think he... Notting Hill...
Notting Hill was good. Julia, the height of the Julia Roberts time.
That was the height?
Well, it was. She was riding the wave. Obviously, Pretty Woman is the
okay,
moment.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, give me a couple more. How about Erin Brockovich? Yes.
Yeah, Pretty Woman, Erin Brockovich. But I think Notting Hill, she was a giant star
I got you.
At that
yeah.
point. You know?
Yep.
So, Gary in South Philly seems to be unhappy with me. What are you so unhappy about, Gary?
Not unhappy. I missed yesterday's show because I was at the game. Disappointed is more like it. I see. Let me give you my '90s scandal first. Milli Vanilli.
Yes.
Ooh,
another harm.
That's
song.
A real good one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I see it took you a little less than 2 hours into this show for the Eskin arrogance to show up. Mm. So I won't be calling back. Have a great day.
Oh wow.
Wow. He wanted to win the prize though.
Good call though.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as
Milli Vanilli was.
Milli Vanilli. Remember that? And I was disappointed.
In Milli Vanilli?
Well, yeah, because I was a fan of the song.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't think it's a big deal. Who cares who sung the song?
I agree.
The song is the song.
Yeah.
You know?
But at that time, we didn't have those type of situations where somebody else is singing someone else's song and really has become, I mean, as they were famous, they became popular off the song.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch the documentary, but I seem to remember them getting someone else to sing the song, not because they couldn't sing,
right.
but because they had accents and they didn't want them singing with the accent. Because the one,
makes sense. Yeah.
It was Robin Fab. One of them died, but the other one still performs occasionally. I saw a video.
Really?
And he can sing. Yeah.
Hold on. Is he singing Girl, You Know It's True?
Girl, You Know It's True, Blame It on the Rain, all that stuff. Yeah.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Hold on. Now, was Blame It on the Rain lip sync? Too?
No, the whole thing was not them. Yeah, they didn't sing any of the song.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is Milli Vanilli?
So Milli Vanilli was...
Man. Milli Vanilli.
Yeah. So Milli Vanilli was a duo. It was two singers, had long braids, if I remember correctly. They did choreographed dancing, and they had two very, very big songs.
Yep.
Girl, You Know It's True and Blame It on the Rain.
Yep.
Found out during their stardom that they had not sung the songs, even though they were the ones in the video. And they were shamed and disgraced, and everybody got mad at them. And
oh, yeah,
it.
They basically, career was over with.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kenny from the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up?
Spike, congratulations on finally making it to the varsity.
Thank you. Oh, I like it.
Enough of that JV stuff up in New York.
Yeah, I hear it.
So I need your advice, Spike.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to my first Sixers game in over 20 years tonight.
Mm. Wow.
I wrote them off for, a long story, but anyway, what do I expect as pretty much a newbie for this version of the Sixers?
Well, I sort of think with this version of the Sixers, you're going to know what you're going to get in the first 5 minutes of the game. You're not going to know if they're going to win or not, but there is a look that you get out of Embiid when things are not right. And when you start seeing that look, it's over. So there's this thing that he does. This is the thing to watch for tonight, is when he gets frustrated and can't score, or something's not going right, he forces it in a way that is definitely not going to work, and that he forces it, it doesn't work, he mopes on one side of the court, he doesn't get back on defense. If you start seeing him force things, force the issue, sort of flop, try to get fouled more than he normally does, then I think we're in big trouble. If he plays his game, doesn't keeps his mind in the game, then you're going to have a great time. As far as the experience, look, if they win, it's going to be awesome. If they lose, it's going to suck. That's basically what you can expect from the game.
How can you, from the 30-30, can I get at a Sixers game? Because I know the rules at the Eagles.
Oh, well, I mean, how bad do you want to be?
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, without you losing your FCC license? Or?
I would say be boisterous, but don't be a jerk. There's kids in there. Right. It's not an Eagles game.
It's not an Eagles game.
Yeah.
All right. That's what I was getting at.
What's your favorite 90s scandal?
Well, this already been said, but I have to kind of tie two things you just talked about into something that happened with me. You talked about Monica Lewinsky earlier, and you talked about burning down houses. My second date with my wife, she had me meet her two best friends and their spouses. And me being me, I brought up Monica Lewinsky and basically said, you know, why her? I mean, if you're going to cheat and make it like someone really good looking. And I got the death stares. And it turns out one of my wife's best friends is one of Monica Lewinsky's best friends.
Mm.
And that almost ended our relationship right there. I mean, who knows her?
Well, I'm sure somebody knows her.
Yeah, that's bad luck, Kenny. That is as bad luck as you can get. Yeah.
So that scandal always stuck with me because it almost got me to, thank God she still married me. It almost got me to lose a girlfriend over it.
Mm. That would have been rough.
By the way, Kenny, you were wrong. I don't think Monica Lewinsky was bad looking.
No, Monica Lewinsky's cute, I thought.
Yeah.
If you're the president of the United States and you're going to get busted, don't you want to get someone who would have been in Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
Because that's how you get caught.
Yes.
Oh, what am I talking about?
Yeah.
Let me shut the hell up.
Yeah. I mean,
good advice.
Thank you for the call, Kenny. I think the truth is when you are Bill Clinton and you are the president, you can have pretty much, not whatever you want, but the idea of getting a good-looking woman, he's had lots and lots of good-looking. It was the fact that she was an intern and was sort of taboo that he was after. It wasn't her looks. It was something else.
Yep. She was young.
Yep.
She was looking to climb the ladder. Pause.
Yep. Pause.
But yeah. That scandal rocked the nation.
It did. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That is a good one.
It was.
So, well, good one in that I don't think what happened was good. Coming up next, the big story. I mean, there were several big stories after the Eagles season, but one that stuck is that Jalen Hurts did not show the leadership and the personality within the locker room that the Eagles need to succeed. He talked today for the first time since the end of the season.
Jalen spoke. Whoa.
No cliches either.
What did he say, and does he sound like a changed man? We will hear it next on the brand new afternoon show on WIP.